This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Winner with a capital W-I-N-N-E-R, ladies and gentlemen. Not one, but two. How about that, huh, Todd? We don't mess around in this program. We don't give away just one set of MyPillows, his and her MyPillows, for our lucky Bison winner. But rather, such smart listeners, two of you picked the score exactly 100% dead on correct. That's unbelievable. I can't even believe it. Absolutely love it. We will reveal the lucky winners in minutes here on What's On Your Mind, Monday edition of the program. Yes, we're waiting on the world to change. Doing our part here on What's On Your Mind. Here's how you join the discussion today. Anything on your mind, let us know. 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Text me at 367-2054. What else? Is that everything? Did I go through everything? I think I did. Call us, 258-0550. Toll free, 800-228-0550. So there you go. On the program today, Daryl Lease is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Daryl is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and he is in Nashville, Tennessee, where the president will be later today. That's right. The president's making his way to Nashville for a big announcement on rural policy from the Trump administration. They've had a council they call, I believe it's the Rural Prosperity Council. Daryl will know more about this, proposing different ideas, and evidently what the president is going to do is lay a laundry list of things they'll be doing. One of the things I know involves rural broadband as well, so I'm looking forward to finding out more about that from Daryl. He's been down there for a few days with the president later today, so we'll have a little preview of his speech. Also, we are counting down the days to Giving Hearts Day, and we are highlighting different charities that will be seeking your good hard-earned money to do some good on Giving Hearts Day coming up. Today, the charity we have in focus is Farm Rescue. David Smith's going to join us to talk about Operation Haylift, hay hauling to drought-stricken regions of North Dakota, kind of neat. So all that coming up on the program today. And we look forward to it. Trooper Talk tomorrow, by the way. Kristi Noem, congresswoman from South Dakota, on Wednesday. We've been promising that for a while. And she is doing a series of town halls. And we thought we would tell you about where they're going to be and when and give you a chance to chat with her for our South Dakota listeners. And Congressman Kramer, his weekly town hall is on a different day again this week, Thursday again. So just a little bit of a programming note on that front. Todd, how are you? How was your weekend?
Oh, fantastic. I had a wager with my old radio station just up the road from JMU, Shenandoah Valley, Virginia. So I will have some Virginia ham coming my way.
Well, you negotiated well there. Good stuff.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. So I had a fantastic weekend. How about you?
Very good. Yep, very good. Lot going on, so it was kind of fun. You had the big Bison win, which was nice. Sioux hockey team split with Nebraska-Omaha. So, plenty of...
And a Viking win coming this coming weekend. And
were you rooting for any particular opponent for the Vikes? Are you okay with the Saints, or who did you want?
Nah, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's good.
Both the Vikings win. Which, I mean, now, if they don't make the Super Bowl this year, because, I mean, now the Eagles don't have Wentz and so on and so forth. I mean, kind of the odds-on favorite. This might be the year, and a Super Bowl win in Minneapolis will kind of make a lot of people forget about those Super Bowl losses in the 70s. So,
no, it's pretty extraordinary. I'm a little bit walking on eggshells over the whole thing, not wanting to talk about it, just because.
I'm just saying it would be. I'm not going to get cocky enough to say it's going to happen, but although to my Green Bay Packer backer friends, I have to say that that would be something that Green Bay will never do, because Green Bay will probably never host a Super Bowl unless they build a dome stadium. I don't think they'd actually do an outdoor Super Bowl in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You think that would ever happen?
Well, I don't know. But you know, the sun,
cold.
The sun, the moon, and the stars have to line up for a team to be, you know, never before, with all the Super Bowls we've had, never has a team, you know, that has hosted the Super Bowl been in the Super Bowl. So it's pretty cool, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. We have a little reprieve from the really cold stuff here for a couple of days, which is nice. If you have any road conditions you want to pass along, that's great. Ty out in Stanley sent us a note already today, said, I've heard that the state road department is going to quit using sand. We had the folks from the DOT on not long ago. I don't recall that question coming up. We can check into that for you. We're going to some.
I did have a story. It wasn't about sand, though. It was about they weren't going to use the beet brine. They had a different thing called AMP they were using.
Well, he's saying that they would switch from quit using sand, switch to 100% salt next year.
Ooh.
Or the Minnesota route.
Right? Ouch.
Can you verify? Our North Dakota vehicles are going to rust away like Minnesota vehicles.
Oh, it's, yeah, I was going to say, that would be a step backward. But
we love checking things like that out, so we will happily go to work on checking that out. Any other little hot rumors you want us to track down, you just text Todd or I, 367-2054-226-8503, and we'll get on it. Before we get too far into the program, we do want to congratulate our lucky winners. And Delta helps us celebrate our callers here on the program. The folks at Delta Constructors, they're the one call does it all, folks, in the oil and gas industry for turnkey well site solutions. One call does it all. You call Eric at 406-250-8151. Check them out online at deltaconstructors.net, and they go to work. They get her done. Here's what a couple of you thought was going to happen in that Bison football game, national championship FCS game on Saturday. Here's what you said.
Gary Ohl from Bismarck, and it's going to be a low-scoring game, tight, tough defense on both sides. 17-13, go Bison!
I'm thinking 17-13, Bison to win. I think it's going to be a tough game.
Gary and Margaret are a couple of people I'd find next time you need to place a wager on a game, because they both got it exactly right.
Like, we haven't picked some Powerball. Oh, wait, but somebody won that jackpot, didn't they?
Did they win both of them? I know there were two this weekend, I think, right? Powerball,
yeah,
and
Mega Millions. Yeah, I think they both. If I'm not mistaken, I think they both had winners.
I didn't buy a ticket.
I got it.
Here to
I obviously didn't either, otherwise I might be down at the lottery office right now and get it all squared away. And then I could buy my pillows for everybody listening to What's in Your Mind.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. All right, so Gary Owen Bismarck and Margaret and Fargo, you know who you are. We have for you, Gary and Bismarck, two pillows that are in Todd's office. He'll mark them up, his and her pillows. My pillows for Gary. Margaret, his and her pillow for you, too. So you each get a pair of pillows. We went big time because it was a big weekend. And our thanks to Delta for celebrating our fine listeners. And more importantly, the folks, the brave ones who call and join the conversation here on What's on Your Mind. One call does it all. For Delta, if you're in the oil and gas industry, it's 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net. And for you, our fine listeners, 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. That was a good football game. It was kind of a, you know, heart-in-your-throat kind of football game a couple of times in that one where you said, oh, where, you know, tell me there weren't a whole lot of people holding their breath when the Hail Mary goes up by James Madison late in the game. You have no idea what could happen, right? Oh, but fortunately it's tipped away, and the Bison hold on to win, so pretty cool. Next hour, I want to talk about Oprah Winfrey for president. Now, how is this for stupid? First of all, you got a new book out by this Michael Wolff, who is, I can't even watch him being interviewed. He was, interestingly enough, he's only doing interviews with NBC. Isn't that convenient? Today's show last week, he did Meet the Press over the weekend, he's doing Morning Joe today, he's doing another NBC interview later today. So, yeah, he's over there on NBC. doing all kinds of interviews, home of MSNBC, you know what I'm saying? The folks that, by the way, tweeted out a little Oprah for President, we love it, photo yesterday. So you have this swirl from this fire and fury, which is a lot of noise. And then out of that emerges the idea from the loony left that Oprah Winfrey should be president. So I want to, you know, literally, I can hardly even say this without laughing, okay? That's where I'm at with the whole Oprah Winfrey thing. And I know that's dangerous because this woman is loved mostly by people who, in my mind, are looking for a diversion from the real world, right? I mean, if you live for Oprah Winfrey, you're sort of looking for a... And that's okay, you know, sometimes.
I thought Michelle Obama was going to be the one.
Yeah, oh, I'm getting a headache. So we'll do the Fire and Fury and Oprah Winfrey thing next hour. Giving Hearts Day, we're going to tell you a little bit about Farm Rescue, what a really neat organization that is coming up on What's On Your Mind Station.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, and we are brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. The good folks at High Plains Apache are experts, if I do say so myself. Maybe even geniuses, given that that's a term that we're throwing around these days. And you know, when you spray as much as you do, You need support from folks who know spring application, the geniuses, the folks that know it. Nobody knows spring application like the guys in High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. You find them at Mandan, across the old Bonanza. You can call them, too, at 663-2375. Love to have you stop and see them. With all the 50,000 parts they have in stock, there's plenty of reason to stop in there any time of year and see them. They're also south of Fargo, I-29, exit 60 in Frontier, just to the east of Walmart across the interstate there at High Plains Apache. Either location or online anytime at highplainsapache.com. Giving Hearts Day is coming up, and this is an incredible effort. $41 million has been raised to date, making a profound impact on North Dakota, Western Minnesota, and a lot of folks participate in this. It's really neat. There's some great success stories out there. We are taking some time in the countdown to Giving Hearts Day to tell you stories about different charities that are worthy of your good hard-earned dollars. And David Smith is here from Farm Rescue to tell us a little bit about the good work they do at Farm Rescue. How are you, David?
Hello, sir. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you. For folks not familiar with Farm Rescue, I think this is one of the great charities that does some really incredible work at a really challenging time in a farm family's life. So just give us a little bit of the run through of what you guys do.
Yeah, it's a real honor to be associated with the organization. I've witnessed nothing but those good Samaritan, neighbor helping neighbor ways with Farm Rescue. We get out there with volunteers, and we hay, harvest, plant up to 1,000 acres for farm and ranch families going through those times of crisis that are so prevalent in our lives today. Injuries on the farm, which is just such a reality, as well as illnesses, cancers, heart attacks, and it's not always the primary farmer going through that. It might be a spouse, it might be a son or daughter. We'll get out there. The crisis at hand takes such an emotional toil, such a time commitment away from the farm family, that's when we come in with that neighbor helping neighbor mentality, and we'll bring our volunteers in, we'll bring equipment in, and get the job done. It's real boots on the ground, dirt under the nail, neighbor helping neighbor.
It is great. Before there was a Farm Rescue, this thing literally was just sort of hobbled together, kind of situation by situation with neighbors, huh?
Yeah, and you still see that today, which is just wonderful. The farm community, it's a wonderfully compassionate community, of course. And when we're out there with our volunteers, there's always neighbors coming by with food, even with their own equipment, with their own manpower. But to really do what's required to get 1,000 acres done, getting a farmer over that crisis, that hump of time, and maintain those viable operations, that's where Farm Rescue comes in and really takes care of a big portion of an operation with that haying, harvesting, and planting.
How often do you do this?
All throughout the year. Right now we're still hauling hay, semi-trucks of hay out to western North Dakota as part of our Operation Haylift, which we borrowed from a 1940s effort, a blizzard throughout North Dakota. They were actually airlifting hay onto farm properties with Operation Haylift back then. It's been such a extent of hay movement for us with the semi-trucks, convoys going out, that we borrowed that term, Operation Haylift, and we're still carrying it out probably through February with the extent of the drought out there.
Yeah, and that was another example of a really tough year with the drought. So what kind of numbers of amount of total help did you guys end up doing, or will you end up doing before this is all done?
Yeah, 2017, just looking back on the last year, was easily our most powerful year of helping farm families, assisting those farm and ranch families. We actually doubled the amount of families we've ever helped in the past, and Farm Rescue came in with about 125 families that we've helped, not only in Operation Haylift, but again with those illnesses and injuries as well.
Great charity, folks, and you can help them on Giving Hearts Day. So you'll be, no doubt, reaching out to folks, letting them know that Giving Hearts Day is a great day if you're going to give, right? Because the matches happen?
It sure is, and we do have those matching dollars in place, and we're just honored to be associated with the Dakota Medical Foundation, the Impact Foundation, the people that put on Giving Hearts Day all these years. From its even just humble beginnings, it was already a great undertaking, and it's grown to be an incredible avenue of philanthropic support throughout the region. So I encourage people to go to givingheartsday.org on February 8th and not only seek out Farm Rescue, but so many worthy charities that are taking part in that.
Anything else you want to tell us or our listeners today about Farm Rescue and the countdown to Giving Hearts Day?
Yeah, as I said, we're still, even though the winter's taken hold here of the upper Midwest, we're still out there hauling hay, and by supporting Farm Rescue during Giving Hearts Day, you can help us out with that Operation Haylift and help those farm and ranch families that experience that severe drought.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Dave, for telling us a little bit about the story. We look forward to a fun day for so many great charities and certainly for Farm Rescue on Giving Hearts Day.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. That's David Smith with Giving Hearts, with the Farm Rescue, rather, and David is the development officer. So I told him earlier that'd be a good job, actually, to talk to corporate partners and whatnot about gifts to Farm Rescue, just because such an easy story to tell, such a good story to tell, and such a great brand, really, in a way of just a helping hand. So it's really neat. Daryl Lee from the Farm Bureau is going to join us here coming up in a couple of minutes from Nashville, where they are gathered with the American Farm Bureau annual meeting. President Trump will speak to that group later today. And we do have some excerpts from his speech we're going to share here in a little bit, tell you about that as well. Interesting will be front and center in this speech. I'm just skimming it a little bit, but I think this is going to be fun to talk about, so we'll save this for Daryl coming up here in a little bit. Texter's weighing in on a couple of things. One, the idea of Oprah Winfrey as a presidential candidate. I have a hard time even talking about this without just chuckling. I'm sorry, but it's kind of a product of the Golden Globes last night. It would be appropriate for Oprah as a Democratic candidate and president because she likes giving things away. Well, I guess that works, doesn't it? Another texter says, only people that watch NBC are folks that do not have cable or punch drinkers, not only fake news, but also the propaganda channel. And somebody else weighing in on the question of the salt dust. Sometimes the salt dust in Minnesota and other northern states is so bad, I want to wear a respirator in my vehicle. I wonder if there has ever been a long-term study on the effects of salt dust hurting your respiratory system. It's really bad. The roads get white with all the salt and the chemicals they pour on the roads. Morton's new motto should be salt because you can't drive on snow, says John. Thank you, John, for that. We will be asking that question, by the way, the state DOT, because that came up earlier as well. So we'll check into that as well. Another says, no way on earth I'd root for the Vikings after the way they treated my son years ago at training camp. In addition, I'm boycotting the NFL. If I were to win your contest, I'd either burn the tickets or give them to Father LaCroix. I've not watched an NFL game since the opening weekend. Now, how about that? Wow. Taking a strong stand there, I thought. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
MBI Energy Services is hiring right now in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. They've been serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. One of my favorite parts of what they do at MBI is offer hands-on, comprehensive training. It's not a classroom deal. I mean, you literally are out in a recreated oil field going through every step right there. It's really amazing. Excellent pay, great benefits, a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS. Daryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau will join us in just a moment. Preview President Trump's speech down there to the group in Nashville, the American Farm Bureau gathering. But first, Joyce and Bismarck had a question. Hey, Joyce, what's on your mind?
Hello. Question. Well, I just wanted to share that I've been out in the streets for the past several months working with the homeless in our city. And I would like to thank all the people that have come forward to help as many as they can not sleep in our streets. But I noticed the majority were Native American and people of color and poor. And a lot of arrests, just so many of them, for criminal trespass, blocking places where they warm up. And, you know, you wouldn't let that happen to your own brother or sister in the street. So I would like to release a word of warning that, you know, we had one person freeze to death, and Fargo has an excellent program. It's called the Gladys Ray House, and she's a friend of mine, elderly, beautiful Ojibwe woman, and she put together a project that was just it stared it today, because people care in the community of Fargo. And one of my relatives, in fact, just told me about it, and I heard of it, but I didn't realize the success of it. So I would like to see people's lives restored, rebuilt, and honor our loved ones instead of punishing, shaming. And some do have an alcohol problem. And her program is so excellent that she actually has a staff inside of there to help the ones that are suffering. And because we just had a lady we put on the bus to out of state because she was actually dying of alcoholism. And so I just wanted to thank I've been out there. I'm catching a cold almost because I'm still working with families that are being rejected. United Way is doing the best they can, but they're rejecting a lot of people, and I'm taking those ones on, and it's a lot of work, you know, especially if it's an elder that's sleeping outside or 18-year-old pregnant Native woman. I got one just sleeping on a stairwell. And then we also got news that there's people beating them up. And, there are, you know, they say there's police cars out there, but, you know, they're also doing arrests. So I think that, you know, taxpayers would save a lot of money if they do a Gladys Ray House and they have points where they help our Native people. And I think it's a disgrace when people aren't there for their loved ones. So I'm out there as a Native American. I'm out there.
Well, good for you, Joyce. I appreciate your compassion sharing the story with us today. You know, everything I know about homelessness and all the conversations that have happened over the years about, you know, ways to tackle the problem leads you back to the fact that very few people are there, you know, just because they want to be, right? I mean, it is a choice, but it's usually a choice that is driven by a mental illness of some kind. And a lot of those signs could point back to, you know, the need for mental health services that ultimately end up putting them there. But as you say, to have family members help is a great first step, and others as well. Thanks, Joyce. Appreciate the update. Not an easy situation by any stretch. Daryl Lease is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. He's in Nashville, has been for a few days, for the American Farm Bureau annual gathering. Daryl, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Scott. This is to say this place is shaking with excitement would be an understatement right now. It's a big day for farmers and ranchers of the largest and most effective farm organization in the world.
So let's talk about the president's address that is going to be happening later today in a moment. So far, what aside from the president's address, what are the main things you're tackling down there? What are the top topics?
Well, besides the president's address, we've got Secretary Sonny Perdue here also today, so we need to make sure we get that in there. In fact, I got to greet him again this morning and thank him for the meeting we had last September that he afforded us to come out and share our issues with, which are some of the same issues we're going to be talking about here, dealing with wetlands, water management, the use of, you know, let farmers farm, let ranchers ranch type of a deal. And I would be remiss if I didn't, for our country music fans out there, if I didn't let them know that we're also going to hear a keynote address from Reba McEntire today. So those are country music lovers. They're probably Reba fans, so we get to actually have a meet and greet with Reba today, too. So, but back to the policy side. Scott, that you brought up there, you know, we're talking about, you know, U.S. Fish and Wildlife easements. We're talking about wetlands and water management, utilizing drain tile and improving soil health with drain tile. And so we can grow more food on the land that our farmers farm and actually farm the land that's been inundated with water and is becoming, you know, kind of poor land because of saline seep and creep and that, and because we aren't allowed to manage our land the way we need to. And, you know, we can make a lot of changes, and we can change what's being spent by the federal government on insurances, crop insurances and such, if we let farmers manage their land.
What has been the difference for the average farmer out there, the average rancher, from the regulations rollback that's happened? One of the things the president's going to talk about today is a report that within the first 11 months of the administration, 1,500 planned regulatory actions were either canceled or delayed, more than any president in history. And he cut 22 regulations for every one new regulation. What kind of a difference has that made?
The long-lasting effects of that, Scott, are going to be tremendous, and Trump's words are going to be huge. They are rolling things back to allow more control by the private property owner, which private property is a basic founding principle of our country. And to be able to manage that property, be able to have, you know, the say in what goes on there without the overreach and the strong arm of the government. Yes, we're a land of laws. We need common sense, science-based regulation, you know, sound science-based. But we don't need these intrusive things like WOTUS or Clean Air Act or anything like that that drives costs up without specific benefits. And so, I mean, it's the, you know, what is the risk reward? What is the cost reward ratio? We need to look at those things when we're, you know, when we're kind of diagnosing regulations, and to have nearly 1,500 of them stop, slowed, or whatever, go away. Within there was a lot of overreach, and, you know, there's a lot of work to be done yet, but I think we have a president and an administration right now that understands the effects of the overreach of government and how it stymies business. And agriculture, farmers and ranchers, are small business people.
Any questions for Daryl today are certainly welcome, by the way, at 800-228-0550. And What's on Your Mind, Scott Henn and Todd Mitchell, and the What's on Your Mind program. Chatting with Daryl Lease, who's in Nashville for the American Farm Bureau annual gathering. The president will be addressing the group later today, along with separately the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. President's also going to talk a little bit about the new tax plan and talk about how American farmers will be able to deduct 100% of the cost of new equipment in the year you make the investment, and how from now on most family farms and small businesses will be spared the punishment of the deeply unfair estate tax known as the death tax. This is his word. So you can keep your farms in the family. In every decision we make, we are honoring America's proud farming legacy. Years of crushing taxes, crippling regulations, and corrupt politics left our communities hurting, our economy stagnant, rather, and millions of hardworking Americans completely forgotten. But they are not forgotten anymore. We are fighting for our farmers, for our country, and for our great American flag. There's an excerpt of the president's speech today. What do you make of that?
That one will get an on your feet standing ovation, no doubt, Scott. That is an absolute truest statement I have heard out of a presidential address ever. And I was, you know, I was in elementary school when Ronald Reagan was elected, and I enjoyed watching his speeches. But that statement right there next to tear down that wall is probably going to be, in ag country anyways, revered as one of the strongest statements by a sitting president ever.
And mostly because of what it replaces, right? Where farmers and ranchers, especially from a regulatory standpoint, it felt as though you've had a boot on the throat for how long, right?
Right. I mean, it's, the sad thing is, Scott, is farming and ranching is the backbone and needs to be and will be the backbone of this country going forward, because without food security, our national security is at risk. You can have the biggest military in the world. If you can't feed your people, you can't defend your country. And so it's a much needed occupation, and besides that, lifestyle that the American founders enjoyed and enhanced as they came over here, embraced and promoted as people come across this country east to west and settled the lands out here. So to have a president willing to put agriculture in the spotlight, take the time. It's the only third time in history that a sitting president has addressed the American Farm Bureau Convention in the history of 99 conventions. This is a historic moment.
It really is pretty extraordinary. And, again, I find it very interesting. We have sort of a national discussion, very much media-driven, because of a book that's come out that suggests that, there's chaos in the White House and the president's mentally unstable. And then you look at this speech and you look at the policies behind it and you say, something's not right here. Who do we believe? We believe, what's come out in the way of actual policy to date and the changes that have been made? Or do you believe people that obviously are critics? It's two polar opposite stories, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to say if the measure of mental illness is reducing the long arm of the government and getting government back into the boundaries that it's supposed to be, then I'm all about it. Let's all be mental ill if that's the case. I mean, come on, folks.
Sign me up for that.
Think about what he's done. Yeah.
No kidding. Hang on a sec, Daryl. We'll continue. I want to talk a little bit about trade policy, one area of concern that might be out there for growers from the administration when we come back. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com. MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I am asking every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Your response aids in the funding and development of farm programs and the boosting of support services. Among many other benefits, your response helps show the entire nation the value of agriculture to our country and the world. With an improved online questionnaire for this census, responding is easier and more convenient than ever. As always, all responses are secure and confidential as required by law. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. Help rural America. Be counted. Respond now at www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
On a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind, I know you're waiting to talk about Oprah Winfrey for president, but you'll have to wait till next hour. Yeah, Todd is busy designing the bumper stickers right now, so stay tuned, folks. We'll have more to tell you about here coming up in a little bit. So if you're a nurse, you probably became a nurse because you have a heart for others, right? And you also probably want to grow on your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. So the University of Mary's here to make that possible for you. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run as high as $8,000 higher. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice, because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what we do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. More of our conversation here for a couple of minutes with Daryl Lease, who's in Nashville for the American Farm Bureau Federation gathering, and President Trump speaking to them later today. Daryl, a question for you from John at Sioux Falls. Go ahead, John, with your question.
Hey, Daryl, it's good to talk to you.
Hey, John. I recognize the name and the voice from when I was on a couple weeks ago.
Say, I'm a small trucking company owner, and I have several friends that are farmers and are ag transporters. And I was wondering, has the Federation had any talks with farmers about how this ELD mandate is affecting them? And if you guys have any plans of partnering with the Owner-Operator Drivers Independent Association and going and talking to the Trump administration about killing this ELD mandate altogether.
Yeah, that's an important segment of the ag industry, John, is the truckers, and we appreciate, especially the small independents that do a tremendous amount of business directly with individual farmers and ranchers. And, yeah, we've provided a lot of comment, a lot of dialogue on the ELD. There's a big push out there to get into a permanent exemption for agriculture, but there's more work that needs to be done with that, even to your point of being a small trucking company, John, and it's really unfair. It's no different than banking regulations. Big banks can afford or have the staff to deal with that overreach and that long arm, and where, small banks, in this case, small trucking firms, don't have the staff, the wherewithal income-wise to deal with and combat that. And it's a serious deal. And so the Farm Bureau is very much engaged in that. I can't say from the American Farm Bureau level what exactly, the relationships and the partnerships that they've teamed up with to move on that, John, but it's something that's on our radar because our goods and services, and quite frankly, the consumers, the people that eat the food we grow, need to be concerned about this. They need to be calling my representation saying, what is this ELD and how is it going to affect my availability of food?
Yeah, hopefully before that, exemption for ag expires, they can have some real policy on this one, because it's certainly one we hear about a lot. Thanks for the call, John. What about trade? I know that there have been many in the ag community that have been concerned about the Trump administration's plans on trade and obviously disrupting some of the deals in place, which obviously do benefit North Dakota growers. What do you expect to hear from the president on trade? Are you concerned about it?
I'm not overly concerned at the end of the day about trade. Now, having said that, we have a favorable administration, we feel, to agriculture right now. But even your friends, sometimes you have to remind the importance of certain things. And so we're not taking for granted, the trade's going to be there. We're in his ear. American Farm Bureau's got some very direct ties. I mean, Secretary Perdue is close personal friends with American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall. Secretary Perdue understands trade. He's in the grain trading business. He's a farmer. He understands the connection. He's very supportive. Obviously, being a cabinet member, he's got the president's ear just about any time he wants it. American Farm Bureau has the administration's ear through the likes of Ray Starling and folks like that that are the ag liaisons that are, American Farm Bureau is their first organization they come to. And so, I don't think we're overly concerned that there's going to be a big change. And let's just, NAFTA is the one that most people talk about right now because it's in its process of just about to have their sixth meeting on improving it here in a couple weeks up in Montreal. But, like I said, even your friends, you have to sit down and have the conversation and remind them of the importances. So we're not taking it for granted. We're involved in it. We're going to protect our trade and our opportunity. In fact, agriculture is the one segment that has a trade surplus in this country. We are not at a trade deficit, and we definitely don't want to lose that standing of trade surplus.
All right, about half a minute left. Anything else you want to hear from the president today or hoping to hear?
You know, I just hope that he really, you know, really puts it out there that farmers and ranchers are the most important segment of this country. The history behind agriculture and its settlement of this country and the importance of the settlement of this country and maintaining our security and the regulatory that, you know, big brother, the government has to get out of our way and let our farmers farm and our ranchers ranch.
Darrell Lee from Nashville today, where the president will be speaking along with the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. So make for a newsy day today and a good day for farmers and ranchers. We look forward to it. Thanks, Darrell. Appreciate the update.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Enjoy the time down there. Looking forward to hearing more about it after it all wraps up. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.